Blog Talk Radio.
Carol the Coach. Sex, love, and relationships. We talk about it here.
Carol the Coach. Compassion with contemporary relevance.
I am a psychotherapist. I can be your personal life coach, and I can help you with your issues. There are no problems too small or too big. You can talk about anything.
Speaker, columnist, radio TV host, and commentator. Carol the Coach brings messages of wellness and empowerment within reach of everyday people every day.
Almost 5 years ago, I lost my soulmate in an accident. He was killed in a plane crash. Life just for me has seemed to stop.
There are groups all over the city. I mean, I teach one. It is a specific way to start thinking so that you shift how you see the world, which then shifts your energy, and then you feel better and you actually see things differently.
Carol the Coach. Always available to at carolthecoach.com.
Now, I've got Russell on the line.
I'm 47 years old. I'm a truck driver. I am married. I have a wife in San Francisco.
Okay.
I haven't been home in 6 months. My thing is, I don't know if I have a sex addiction or what the problem is. Why do I want what I can't have? And as soon as I can have it, I don't want it anymore.
You're right on target when you say, I don't know if I have a sexual addiction. Well, guess what? Yes, you do. And you know what? That's my specialty, Russell. So you're at the right place. Continue.
I meet women online, and I'm in a different part of the country. I travel all 48 states, so I love sex.
I hear self-esteem issues. You never felt good enough, and you didn't feel like you were getting what you should have then, and you're reenacting that now. Do you want to change that about yourself?
And that, of course, is the million-dollar question. Do you want to change? And if so, how do you make that happen? Well, I got to tell you, tonight we have a very interesting show. We're going to be interviewing Bill and Ginger Burkhaw. They are co-founders of the California Center for Healing, and they have actually written a book called The Couple's Guide to Intimacy, How Sexual Reintegration Therapy, they call it SRT, can help your relationship heal. And you know, if you're listening to this show, if you're an addict, you have probably struggled with all sorts of sexual issues with your partner. And if you are a partner, you know it's been very hard to develop that closeness. And so most couples where there's sexual addiction involved suffer from sexual anorexia. I mean, they suffer from the consequences of what sexual addiction has done in their relationship. So as they're beginning to heal and begin to trust each other again, they're wondering what they can do for their sexual relationship. And let's face it, it is not easy. So I have to tell you, SRT is this incredible formulaic therapy that helps couples to work through the emotional, the physical, and the sexual issues that occur as a result of sexual addiction. And that's what we're going to be talking to them about tonight, as well as they do have a big announcement, which they're very excited about, and we're excited for them. You know, again, this is an area whereby people have not really created the theory, the treatment for help. And so Bill and Ginger have clearly put something together that they've worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients and couples and have found that this method works beautifully. You know, this is a step-by-step guide to healing and rekindling sexuality after sexual addiction has hurt. And, you know, you've got to admit that it's very, very difficult in your relationship with people to figure out what it is that you need to rekindle the trust, the feelings, the love, and all the healing that needs to occur when there's been betrayal and mistrust. And so many of my addicts, so many of the addicts say to me, you know, Carol, I love my wife or I love my husband, but I don't really know what to do about reformatting, retraining my brain to find the passion, the self-acceptance, the attraction for my mate. You know, there's no doubt that if you've wrestled with sexual addiction, you probably have trained your brain to enjoy aspects of sexuality that now you've said, okay, no more. And as a result of no more, you may have forgotten how to get back to that original need for rekindling, for love, for trust, and how to find your partner attractive again. That's normal, and Bill and Ginger are here to help you to figure out what it is that you need to do to retrain the brain, work through the emotional components, rebuild the trust, and find that excitement and sexuality again. And they do it very easily. I cannot emphasize their book, The Couple's Guide to Intimacy, How Sexual Reintegration Therapy Can Help Your Relationship Heal, is wonderful. Now, typically, this book, along with a certified sexual addictions therapist, can be the key to renewing what you lost. And you may not have even had it to begin with. You know, we say sexual addiction is an intimacy disorder. And so many people that have sexual addictions had unusual and unhealthy sexual histories to begin with. So you may not have known what to do to make that happen, to create healthy sexuality. This may be the first time in your life that you've ever been willing to say, okay, what do I do? You know, what are the exercises? What do I need to repair? And what do I need to create in our relationship to promote healthy sexuality? So that's what we're going to be finding out from Drs. Bill and Ginger Burkhall. And they will be coming on the show here in about 10 minutes. So just sit tight and find out what it might be that you need to do to reinvest in your sexual relationship, which is so important. You know, so many of you have been told, okay, you need to abstain from sex. You need to calm that brain down. You need to focus on the inner self and not your sexuality. And I think most CSATs would agree with that. Therapists that have studied sexual addiction know that it's important to calm it down. However, there comes a time when it's important to deal with the sexual anorexia. And recovering couples have really worked hard at finding out what do they need to do to build that trust and to build that excitement and create that bridge to intimacy. You know, there is no doubt about it. It is absolutely important. And so I can't highly recommend enough this couple who has made it their mission to create that guide to intimacy. And they've got a lot of things they're going to talk to us about, because I got to tell you, they know what the most difficult obstacles are confronting couples in recovery. Okay, so how are you doing tonight? You know, if you have a question, go ahead and write down this number, 646-595-3284. We'd be happy to hear from you. If you have questions for Dr. Bill and Ginger, they'll be happy to take your questions. And you know, you can always email me at carolthecoach@aol.com. A lot of people who may be listening to the show for the first time may not know that you can go to iTunes, search sexual addiction and look for the show Sex Help with Carol the Coach, Strength, Hope, and Recovery. And that will pull up all 60 shows that you can download on your computer, you can download on your iPod. I mean, it's just a wealth of information. I interview the best. And I'm so humbled by the fact that, you know, these are the leading pioneers in the field of sexual addiction. And, you know, they've written programs, they've written books, they've developed programs, they're on TV, they're on radio. They are here to help educate people who either have the addiction, love someone who have the addiction, or, you know, maybe you're a child, an adult child of somebody who had a sexual addiction in your family and you want to understand more about it. We know that this show is for anybody who's been touched by sexual addiction. Now, I'm telling you, there are lots of different opportunities to learn and to get more information. If you have issues, you can go to www.sexhelp.com and read all the articles that that site has about sexual addiction. You can get on my website, www.sexhelpwithcarolthecoach, and see what I have to offer. And actually, the Burkhaws have a website. It's www.drsberkaw.com. This is a great source for all things related to intimacy, sexuality, and recovery. And they've got a blog, so you can ask questions and they'll answer that. There is help for you out there. Now, you know that I see people individually, I see families, I see couples, I run groups. Tonight I was talking to my group, and I asked them, hey, what are you struggling with the most? And it probably comes as no surprise that they said, what I am struggling with the most is my relationship with somebody else. You know, there's so much guilt and shame that occurs with sexual addiction. Any addict knows that they've caused a lot of grief, a lot of chaos, and a lot of guilt and shame. And they want to make the repair attempts necessary to promote a healthy sense of self and a healthy relationship. And so I have to tell you, when I was working with my group tonight, they very clearly said, wow, you know, we want to get healthier ourselves and create healthier boundaries with our loved ones and make the amends that are necessary to our family members, to our kids. And how do we do it? It feels so overwhelming. And I'm here to tell you that although it is overwhelming, it is, it certainly can be done. The 12-step program is a wonderful vehicle for restructuring your character. You know, looking at any kind of bibliotherapy, Patrick Carnes, Stephanie Carnes, the Recovery Start Kit, Out of the Shadows, anything from General Path is a good resource for people that want to learn how to develop some resiliency and how to begin to organize their life in such a way that they make a difference and begin to make the amends and rebuild their life. And, you know, I have to tell you, I've got recovery in my family, whether it be drug or alcohol, sex, overeating. Almost every family member I know, including my marital partner, has recovery in their background. And so many of my earthling friends, that's what you call people that don't necessarily have an addiction, they say, now, Carol, why do you spend so much time with the AA community, the NA community, the SA community? And I say, those people are people that are working on themselves, and They're healthier than the average person. Once you get into recovery and you're really working on yourself, you're doing a lot more work than the general public. So I want you to feel good about that and to, you know, pat yourself on the back. Know that even if you're listening to the show, you are one step away from getting more help that you need. Now, of course, I recommend a certified sexual addiction therapist. And I say get into a 12-step recovery program. Get yourself a good sponsor. That's essential. Do the reading. Get involved in some meditation. You know, there are all sorts of sexual addiction meditation books. And then start looking at what bibliotherapy is out there. You know, if you really want to improve your relationship, the couple's guide along with a good therapist is a great way to go about it. There are certain things you have to do in order, you know. You have to break through your denial. You have to understand about your sexual addiction. You have to know that it's not just a lack of willpower, that there was something in your brain that lit up so so strongly that before you even knew it, you had created the addiction. And when you understand the addiction cycle, the addiction model, then you can interrupt that and substitute healthy behaviors for the previous unhealthy behaviors. And that is a wonderful choice, too. And then you can start creating a recovery plan. And you can utilize what we call the fire drill, which obviously helps you along the way to interrupt any old behaviors with new behaviors. There's lots of help and hope out there for you, and so I want you to know that we're here to help you, as are the Burkaws, who are going to talk to you about all sorts of ways to improve your relationship. So, again, I cannot emphasize how wonderful it is to be able to talk to them and to get the information that we need. Dr. Bill and Ginger, is that you on the line?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Welcome to the show. We are so excited to be having you. You have done such great work in the field of couples intimacy, so I can't thank you enough.
Oh, thank you so much. We're really honored to be a part of your show this evening.
Absolutely.
Well, and I understand that you have a big announcement. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I've been dying to hear about it.
Well, Carol, I can tell you it's not that Ginger's pregnant.
Okay.
Right, so we'll get that out of the way first.
Okay.
Friends who
well,
might be
ahead,
on the edge
us.
Of their seats right now. But it's a professional announcement, and we did save it for your show. This was news we got last week that we've been selected to conduct the pre-conference day training for the 2013 SASH conference. And what it's going to be is an all-day training on September 18th in sexual reintegration therapy, which is something that we get a lot of interest in from other therapists. So people always say, you know, when are you going to do a training? When are you going to do more than a workshop? So now we finally have a concrete answer, and we couldn't be more excited, you know, than to have this initial training be at SASH, because this was not only the site of our first book's launch, but it's also an event. Ginger and I really look forward to this every year, not only for the first-rate presentations, but the many dear friends that we see there.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. Now, you know, let's tell everybody who may not know, certainly there are therapists that listen to the show that are not certified. SASH is an organization that helps to educate all clinicians that are interested in the sexual health and well-being of their clients. So you said that actual pre-conference is going to be on September 18th. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and it's an all-day workshop.
Mm-hmm.
All-day workshop at the Boston Cambridge Marriott, or it's the same Boston hotel that the SASH conference has been at in past years that it's been there in Boston. And we're really looking at it to be a special opportunity for clinicians who work with recovering couples to really add an important tool to their repertoire. And, you know, this particular tool happens to be in an area where tools for clinicians have historically been pretty hard to come by.
Well, and I have to say, for anybody who's listening that works with a therapist, you might want to let your therapist know about the September 18th training, because truly you have made it your mission to assist couples in reintegrating into their life healthy intimacy. And, you know, let's face it, that is the one area that for so many addicts and their partners feels like they can't get that back. I mean, that's a very tough area to work on. And you have a whole formula and a whole group of exercises that helps the couple, helps therapists to know what to do with the couple. So this is exciting news that you would be doing this pre-conference all-day workshop. Congratulations, you two.
Oh, thanks so much, Carol. We're really excited about it as well.
Thanks, Carol. Yeah, we hope it catches on.
Oh, I have no doubt that it'll catch on because it is so powerful and positive. Now, tell me, what made the two of you decide to go into this field, and what makes your work so fulfilling? What motivates you?
Well, you know, the way we got here, I think, was a little bit indirect, as it often is. We were originally trained as sex therapists. And we realized that, you know, the most difficult sex therapy cases that we had also had a compulsive or addictive component to them. So we realized if we were going to keep doing this work, we needed to really get training in sex addiction as well. And I think that was probably the most career-changing, life-enhancing decision we made was to get the CSAT training. You know, as far as what really motivates us, I think, you know, it's something that a lot of people can relate to. Everybody loves a good love story, and everybody loves a good comeback story. And we think recovering couples have a chance to write the greatest combined comeback slash love story of all time, and what makes it powerful is that it's their own. So I think that's what really gets us fired up to come into work every day, to do the writing that we do. It's really to allow couples to see how that might be possible, even when they can't see it.
Well, that makes total sense. And you and Ginger were married and started this certified sexual addiction practice, or were you still dating when you decided to get your training in sexual addiction?
No, we had actually been married for quite a few years at that point. So we had been, you know, a married couple, you know, that have kind of all the typical struggles that most couples do and difficulties in different areas of our relationships. And, you know, I think that is also what really motivates us, because we have worked so hard on our relationship and are constantly working on our communication and our intimacy. And with all the training we've had, you know, it's a real joy to be able to bring that to our couples as well and really help them to get to the point that they want to be at as well.
Well, I absolutely agree. Now, what do you think are the most difficult obstacles confronting couples in recovery today?
I think, you know, that's a big question. There's so many obstacles, Carol. And I think what makes it an important one to address is just how long couples in secondary recovery especially, I think, have been overlooked from a treatment standpoint. And that's understandable. The emphasis is on early recovery. You can't get to secondary recovery without early recovery. So I think the challenge is that while the problems that recovering couples are often quite obvious, the opportunities they have are often rather hidden. So what couples need is a programmatic approach that really allows them to see their problems and their opportunities clearly, as well as a plan to really help them move into both of those areas effectively. So the most common obstacle, I think, is, you know, one regarding trust. There's an obvious damage to trust, a damage like none other, when news of secret sex life surfaces, either through disclosure or discovery. So, you know, the goal is not to trust in the same way as there was trust before discovery or disclosure, but really to learn how to trust in a new way. And that's only possible when the recovering addict is consistently engaged in trust-building behavior.
Right. Then another main obstacle would be the actual sexual obstacles. And that's what typically brings couples to us for help. We see a lot of couples in primary and secondary, that a lot in secondary who really want us to help them get their sex lives not even just back on track, but really to be able to develop that emotional intimacy as well as the sexual. Because often when recovering couples come in, not only are they having difficulty with trust, and but we also see a lot of, you know, just not the freedom and enjoyment that they would both really love in the bedroom as well.
Well, I know it can feel very, very scary when they have learned how to kind of turn off that arousal template because it was so disjointed and fragmented and with images that they no longer want to associate with sex, and yet they don't know how to replace it. And as they begin to replace it, they have flashbacks, and then they know that they shouldn't be thinking about it, and it can totally take away from that sexual pleasure in the bedroom.
Yeah, absolutely. You know this from your work, Carol. And on the spouse or partner side, you know, how many times have you heard, how am I supposed to compete with that? You know, or if that's what he's really interested in, where does that leave me?
Yes, there's absolutely no comparison. You can't compare yourself to that. But what you two are saying is that you have exercises that actually reorganize the way people feel, think, and believe about sex after they've built that trust and they've learned how to communicate so that they can not only renew that relationship but maybe make it better for the first time. I mean, I maintain that a lot of those couples didn't really have a very good sex life to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. We would completely agree with that, Carol. And, you know, it certainly wasn't based on, you know, a real presence and consciousness. And I think that's what, you know, really the secondary sexuality that we teach our couples is all about, really being very present with each other and, you know, not relying on a lot of externals, but really connecting with your partner in a way that is very intimacy-based as well as, you know, deeply bonding, really, for the first time for most of our couples.
So, Ginger, can you give me an example of an intimacy bonding experience or exercise?
Absolutely. Let's see, we have so many. I'm thinking of, you know, one from really the very beginning that we like our couples to do. And, you know, right off the bat, we really like our couples to make the commitment to work with each other. And really for the first time to be able to talk about sexuality together. And
I know not only do you ask them to make that verbal commitment, but they actually have a contract that
right.
they sign. Yeah.
They really do. We have them do a contract. We want them to know that, you know, we're taking it very seriously and that we want them to do that as well. So, you know, right from the very beginning, they're really talking about, you know, what their biggest, you know, concern is regarding, you know, their partner during this process. And they're writing it down and they're sharing it. And they're understanding what their partner's, you know, biggest request is in this process as well. So right off the bat, there's a lot of the emotional sharing and intimacy, which makes the physical sexual really safer and, for sure, much more slowed down and in real time, which ultimately is much more sensual than they've been experiencing in the past.
And I think Ginger makes a good point there with the sensual, because when it comes to bonding, there's so many different ways, you know, that partners can bond. And couples' sexual recovery and recovery in general really is an interregulatory process. So, you know, you've got two brains that are basically allowing themselves the vulnerability to, you know, mutually regulate each other and in the bedroom in very pleasurable ways. So we integrate our sex therapy training and some very well-established sensual pleasuring exercises or concepts with deep bonding. They really go hand in hand here.
And
so,
you know,
in the beginning of the program, of the sexual reintegration therapy program, it doesn't look so much sexual, you know, when you're caressing each other's hands and feet or each other's backs, for example, you know, or sitting on opposite sides of a door and really just visualizing your partner on the other side. There's nothing overtly sexual about any of this. However, what we're doing is really forming a bridge, you know, where these two people are learning to really experience pleasure, to give it and to be open to receiving it, which for so many of our recovering sex addicts is not as easy as you would think.
No, I can imagine not, and it's certainly something that they were never taught to begin with, and so this is all kind of foreign for them, and I imagine that that gratification they get from beginning to build that bonding trust
mm-hmm.
is what really reinforces the process and allows them to take risks with each other as it becomes more intense.
It's such an eye-opener,
mm-hmm.
and use the word intense. There's
mm-hmm.
always a tension between intimacy and intensity in couples recovery, as I know you're aware. And, you know, there's a fear, I think, on the spouse or partner side that they're not going to be intense enough, and a similar fear on the recovering addict side that it's not going to be intense enough, or they know how to get it more intense, and they have to keep pulling back on the reins. So when couples actually find that not only don't they miss on the addict side the intensity as much as they thought they would, or that high peak level of intensity, because it can still be intense. We're all for shared sexual intensity,
mm-hmm.
but they realize it doesn't have to be at the ridiculous levels that it once was, the extreme levels, I should say.
Well, and that's what I love about some of your exercises. I mean, you really do build in safety. For instance, the Courageous Discovery Planned Intimate Experience with Sensual Bathing, and you encourage clients to wear their bathing suits as they bathe and caress each other and kind of discover by watching their partner what feels the best in a big bathtub or a shower. Now, you know, I mean, that sounds so simple, but really, isn't that intimate? I mean, that's not something that most of us have experienced with a bathing suit on, you know, but there's safety involved there. I just love that exercise.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. We think that's a nice option for our couples as well. We let them have the option of wearing their bathing suits because, you know, for a lot of couples, it is, like you were saying, Carol, there is a lot of fear and anxiety that goes into it. And we really want to help our couples to really relax and feel much more comfortable while they're being very present. And as they're able to really build that momentum, you know, the level of their enjoyment is greater than they ever thought would be possible.
Well, and even in being toweled, the caressing that occurs when they're drying off each other is, again, not a sexual experience, but a very caressing, intimate experience. And you have all sorts of ideas and exercises for couples to build that closeness. And that, you know, is so important when they're healing and repairing their relationship. I just can't say enough about your guide. Now, you know, you call it the SRT model and sexual reintegration therapy, and that sounds so clinical.
Right,
but
it does.
If you were going to talk to a client, I know you do every single day,
uh-huh.
how do you describe it in layman's terms?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I think we would say, look, you know, this is a plan, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you have something that's important to you, it's in your best interest to have a plan. So we've come up with a plan that is designed specifically for your very unique situation, okay? It's called sexual reintegration therapy. It's a series of exercises. They're stepwise in progression. They're very gradual. They're going to gradually allow the two of you to experience each other in the intimate ways that you both really want to but may have some fears about as well. So this is a plan that's designed for you. It's completely doable. It's designed to be manageable within your busy lives. It's best done in conjunction with the supervision and guidance of a trained therapist, as in a CSAT, or a certified sex therapist who understands sex addiction also. And that's what it is. It's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I love that, you know, you're very, very sensitive to the damage and the trauma that both parties may have experienced, but at the same time, you really do believe in sexual abundance. And so many of my clients are, you know, obviously scared about that term sexual anorexia, and they're scared about the fact that everybody's supposed to turn down their sexuality for a while until they heal parts of themselves. And this really gives them hope that there is down the road treatment, as you called it earlier, a programmatic approach, that plan that you just discussed, to get them to become healthier and closer and, again, more intimate.
Exactly. And I would add, Carol, you know, because a lot of times we're talking to clients, we're trying to explain, just like you asked us to do, you know, what is this that we're recommending exactly? And sometimes we'll get a little concern, some hesitancy, some real reservations sometimes around the structure of the program. So one thing we're also careful to let them know is, you know, this isn't designed to be rigidly controlled. This isn't, you know, a robotic manual here, you know, for how to have, you know, a deep, fulfilling sex life and highly connected emotional bonding. You know, it's designed to get two people on the sexual, on the exercises that involve physical caressing and up, working their way up to sexual affection, designed to get two people, same place, same time, with the same ideas about what's going to happen. What actually happens is up to them. And I don't mean going off the, you know, kind of going off the reservation, but the experience itself is going to be organic. It's going to be between the two of them. We can't tell people exactly what kind of experience to have. All we can do are set up the parameters in a way that makes the most sense clinically.
Well, that makes absolute sense. And obviously, again, you create the safety of asking people to use this guide with certified sexual addiction therapist or sex therapist. And some of these exercises actually came from just sex therapy in general, right? So you kind of, you added to it based on where sex addicts and their partners have been.
That's right. We definitely did. And we took, you know, some just kind of core sex therapy exercises that we had found to be really helpful. And, you know, a lot of what our program is also doing, you know, some really basic sexual education as well. Because for all of the, you know, sexual acting out that might have been happening, you know, a lot of our couples were not very aware of even what was happening in their bodies, you know, as they go through the sexual process. So we thought that was very important as well.
Well, and yes, and obviously you work with couples that don't have addiction in their background too. And let's face it, as a population, we're very backwards about sex. There's no real discussion in your family. There's no classes to particularly take. And it's all trial and error and based on the information we got handed down to us either from our families or from our friends. And so it gets very distorted very quickly, and there's just not a guide, and this guide is absolutely wonderful. Now, I know that you actually provide intensive for couples. So not only have you written this book, but you actually have workshops for your couples. Is that correct?
That's right. That's exactly right. And we're happy to customize an intensive for any recovering couple. We've had couples come from all over the map, anywhere from 3 to 5 days. It could go longer than that, you know, depending on the circumstances. But that's something we really enjoy is doing, you know, typically it would be a couple who's coming from some distance. They're not local to the Los Angeles area, although we've worked with those couples intensively also. But regardless, we're going to have a little pre-intensive information gathering so that when they, by the time they actually get here, we're really making the best use of their time. You know, it's just a great way to really do a ton of work with a couple and really either, you know, kind of jumpstart their couple's recovery, you know, or allow them to do several months' worth of work within a couple of days.
Well, that's amazing. And so it's not any kind of group sexuality class is personalized to that couple?
Typically, right. It is. It's very personalized to that couple. So we're really addressing, you know, the very specific issues and concerns that they're coming in with.
Okay. Now, this book has been around how long?
Well, we launched this in at the SASH conference, 2010 SASH conference, September of that year.
Mm-hmm. And am I understanding it correctly that you are now getting ready to launch the second edition of the Couple's Guide to Intimacy?
Well, I wish we had the same exact understanding, Carol. That would be wonderful. If we just woke up from a dream and we were ready to launch, that'd be amazing. We're working on it, and not sure exactly when it's going to be ready, but I can tell you that we're really excited to let people see what how this SRT has evolved, you know, over the last couple of years. We learned so much from our work with our clients, so we're just constantly taking from our hands-on experience with our couples, you know, developing new pies, pies meaning planned intimate experiences,
mm-hmm.
Just new ways of conceptualizing. So when the second edition does come out, I can assure you there's going to be a lot of good new stuff in there.
So, okay, you are compiling right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, more exercises, and you're going to be increasing the actual exercises we have in this couple's guide and expanding that and making it bigger and better. And
yes.
It's not out yet.
Right, no, not out yet.
Right.
But you are doing a lot of stuff. I mean, clearly you're from the L.A. area and you are the founders of the California Center for Healing in Pasadena, California. And you've been using the sexual reintegration therapy for how long? You know, I know the book launched in 2010, but how long have you been doing the work?
Well, really, for many years. You know, we received our CSAT training in the mid-2000s, and it was really right on the heels of that we developed this. In fact, Dr. Patrick Carnes was very encouraging. I think we first approached him with this idea,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he couldn't have said go for it any more clearly than he did. It was just a tremendous boost to us. I think it really validated our belief that there was a real need here. So this is a model, I think, that's really been in development for the better part of a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the book was its first formal introduction to the treatment community. We'd given many presentations on it before then, before we actually manualized it in book form.
Well, and you two are awfully humble, but actually Patrick Carnes was one of the first people to write information about this book, and he called this book and you both a great gift to the field. I mean, everybody knows that Patrick Carnes is the guru of sexual addiction, and he has made it his whole life to educate people about this, and he clearly saw the void in clinicians' toolboxes. Nobody knew what to do with couples. I mean, we were all trying to do what we could, but we didn't have anything programmatic. And that's what makes this guide so safe, is that you just build and build and build on some of the basic skills that a couple needs, and then you make it more and more intense.
Yeah, that's the arc of it.
Yeah.
And you know, I think whether couples are recovering from sex addiction or not, you know, the starting line might be different. All couples are trying to move into the same light. All couples have some of the same handicaps because, like you've been saying, Carol,
mm-hmm.
you know, we don't know what we don't know. And we enter into our relationships with no training on how to do something as complicated, with as many moving parts, with stakes as high as they are, as entering into a new relationship. So we take off really fast, and then we wonder sometimes, you know, why is it such a bumpy ride or even a crash landing? So much of our approach is, let's go back to basics. Let's actually give these couples the building blocks, the intimacy skills in the living room and in the bedroom, and let's see what happens then when that couple actually has the skills to do a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes so much sense. And certainly as I read this, I said to myself, any couple could use this book. You don't have to have addiction in your life to benefit from these exercises. I mean, any couple could do these exercises every single day and be closer and have more intimacy as a result. So it certainly is exciting. Now, tell me, you've got other projects that you're working on. You've got a new book that may be coming out soon. You kind of referenced it when you said from the living room to the bedroom.
Yeah, like you said, you know, any couple, I appreciate you saying that, you know, that any couple could benefit from the couple's guide. We had a similar thought a couple years ago because, you know, like, the similar approach works with all couples. You know, like I said, everyone's going for the, regardless of starting line, we're kind of all going for the same thing in our relationships. And we're all similarly challenged in terms of the pitfalls that we usually run into. So what Ginger and I did is we pulled back and we said, you know, what are the core components of this SRT model that works so well with our non-recovering couples? And we developed a book called From the Living Room to the Bedroom. And in fact, we'll be headed to New York at the end of this month to meet with potential publishers. So we've really been building toward this, and it's a tremendously exciting opportunity where we're really looking forward to having any couple, anywhere, really benefit from this model that we have just had such tremendous success with, not only with our recovering couples, not only with our non-recovering couples, but in our own marriage. It's really the book that we wrote for ourselves.
Oh, and that's nice to hear that you recognize that you have to practice these skills too. You got to practice what you preach. And, you know, Ginger, obviously, you have a series of seminars for parents of preschool through adolescent children, and that is called Beyond the Birds and the Bees. And obviously, you both are into educating everyone about sexuality, but this is specifically geared for parents on how to talk to their kids. Is that correct?
That's correct. And, you know, it's something that's really very near and dear to our heart. We have young children as well. And, you know, I think when you work with couples and you, like you were saying, Carol, couples come in and you see that, you know, a lot of them, and I know we weren't either as kids, you know, really educated sexually or, you know, talking about our bodies very much. So realizing that that good foundation really needs to be laid very early on. So I did develop a series of talks starting all the way really from birth, basically, because from a very early age, it's really important for parents to be talking to children about their bodies, just, you know, just like we call our arm an arm and our leg a leg, it's important to use, you know, proper terms for all of our body parts, including our genitals, so that our kids grow up in a way that's very matter-of-fact about their bodies, and so there isn't, you know, kind of that shame that gets built in so early on. We want them to just feel good about themselves from their head to their toe.
Yeah, Ginger's motto is she wants kids to know where babies came from as soon as they're born.
That's a wonderful motto. Yeah, well, and, you know, anybody who's worked with sexual abuse knows that most kids don't know the proper terms for their genitalia. They just don't. And so, you know, again, I find that the fact that you have created this series of seminars, you go then, I mean, is this on video? Is this in person? How do you do this, Ginger?
Well, so far it's been all in person. And it's been at different schools around the Los Angeles area, in different homes. Sometimes, you know, different moms will coordinate a group of moms, and I'll come into the home and talk to them about their particular age children. And, you know, the whole idea is really to help parents know that the idea of giving your child the talk is really pretty outdated. And what I really want to help instill in families is that talking about our bodies, talking about sexuality, is really a lifelong conversation that parents need to be having with their children, mm-hmm. You know, really teaching children about their sexuality in a very age-appropriate way. But, you know, the main thing is, like you were saying, Carol, so often kids learn about sexuality at school. school or from their friends, and they're going to be getting information that, you know, could be very inaccurate. And so it's important that they know that they can come to their parents with any questions. And, you know, ideally, parents would be talking to their kids about them, about these issues first, that the parents really establish themselves as their child's trusted ally. So the child knows that they can talk to their parents about anything that has to do with their bodies and sexuality, and really helps with, you know, all the different things they're going to be hearing at school and from their peers as well.
Yeah, well, that's a wonderful mission that you're on. And I love the fact that here you are very, very busy. I mean, are writing books, and you've got this program together. You do intensives, and you'll still meet with small groups of people to make a difference, because it's the only way that it's going to happen. So, you know, I applaud you for that. Now, if people want information, they can go to www.drcaw.com. And what will they find on your website?
Well, they'll find quite a bit. Hopefully they'll get a good sense of, you know, our areas of specialization. I think spouses and partners will find some helpful resources there specifically geared to them. You know, I think, you know,
hey, you have three e-books on there, don't you?
Yes, there are a couple. People can get basically an extended preview of our newest book, the one that we're going to New York to try and find a publisher for. And they'll also get a preview of the couple's guide in e-book format. That's right. It's all there on the website. Some special resources for spouses and partners. That's a population, as you know, Carol. When this stuff hits the secret sex life, their worlds are spinning like never before. So we have some resources there that we hope people find really helpful.
Fantastic. And this website is up and running now.
Yeah, in fact, we're pretty proud of it. We just completed it. It's a new version of our website. There is a blog there that we'd really like to be interactive. So we encourage anyone who may be listening tonight, if they have any questions they'd like us to respond to, of course, feel free to email us.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to utilize the blog, if you find a topic there that you're interested in and have some specific questions, make it a better website. Give us a question so we can respond publicly to it also.
Yeah, and that makes so much sense, too. They can be instrumental in educating, too, the community by asking the questions that everybody wants to know. And so, again, that website is www.drcaw.com. And it's a fascinating website, talks about the BRCAWs, talks about the services they offer, obviously gives the free e-books, and how to contact them. Now, you two may be doing some reality TV. Is that correct?
Well, it is, and we want to be careful here.
Okay.
You know, we want to do some kind of reality TV that we haven't seen out there yet.
Okay.
And you know, I think our goal is to really show the audience, the viewing audience, what good couples therapy looks like. It's not going to be sensationalized. It's not going to be exploitive. There's going to be a series of real couples problems that most people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not train wreck TV. This is, you know, hopefully going to be watchable with a creative way in and out. But the core of it really is you get to see couples with real problems getting, hopefully, quality therapy. Mm-hmm. And you also get to see Ginger and I in some of our behind-the-scenes deliberations, how we do treatment planning, mm-hmm. how we make adjustments as it goes on, the different perspectives that we bring. We don't always agree.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully all of that combined will make it watchable.
Well, and your video that you do, it gives people a great example of who you are and how you converse and what you believe. It's about 45 minutes. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's also on the website. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I would highly recommend anybody who's interested, www.drcaw.com. And I look forward to that television show because that's what television should be about. It should be about education and not exploiting. And you're real clear that you would never do anything like that.
Absolutely.
No, you're
not
exactly right.
You know, our real goal, Carol, would be for any couple at home to be able to turn on the TV and hopefully really be able to relate to just very real couples with real problems, and them to be able to also learn a new skill set as well. Hopefully, you know, our goal would be in every episode there would be a new skill that couples at home could learn and practice at home as well.
Yeah, not that you want to be compared, but very similar to some of Dr. Laura Berman's exercises that she's talked about on her television show. You know, very well done, very clinical, but also very understandable.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. I think
yeah.
we're familiar with that show, and I would say similar but different. How's
of
that?
That works for me. Well, is there anything you want to add that I might have left out before we end the show? You've been very helpful, and you've given couples hope that they can develop more intimacy in their sexual relationship and in their day-to-day relationship with each other. Anything else you want to add?
Well, Carol, you know, I think anyone who listens to your program, you know, is looking for, you know, some hope, something, you know, that they can do to improve their lives, their recovering lives in you know, one way or another. And I would just like to thank everyone for listening. Let everyone know just how much we respect the recovery journey and how honored we are when people choose to work with us. And we have a tremendous appreciation for your work as well. I think our philosophies are very similar, and the attitudes and approaches we bring to this work, and the humility as well. So we thank you so much for the tremendous service you do just by having this program.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Carol.
Well, you are very welcome, and it's been a pleasure, and I hope to see you at the next workshop, and I will do my best to get out there on September 18th and attend that pre-conference training in Boston at the Marriott. So look forward to finding out more about the Couple's Guide to Intimacy and how do you work with sexual reintegration therapy. So thank you again so much.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Carol.
All right. Have a good week, guys.
Okay,
and, you do the same. Take care.
Pay that babysitter for me.
All right.
Okay.
We're heading home right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, I said that because Bill had said to me, well, you know, we're going to go find a place to talk. We're getting a babysitter. I said, oh, you don't have to get a babysitter. And he goes, oh, yeah, we got to get a babysitter. We got to stay focused, Carol. And so you can see they live the very existence that they ask you to live too, and that's what's so refreshing about this couple. Again, that was Drs. Bill and Ginger Bercaw, B-E-R-C-A-W. If you want to find out more about them, it's www.drsbercaw.com. And I would highly recommend that your therapist get the Couple's Guide to Intimacy, How Sexual Reintegration Therapy Can Help Your Relationship Heal. Some wonderful, wonderful exercises. And if you're just listening and you know your sister or your brother or your, well, you probably don't know about your mother, but your girlfriend's having some trouble in the bedroom, it sounds like they've got this book coming out, From the Living Room to the Bedroom, that's going to help average folk that aren't in recovery too. So a lot of exciting things from the Bercaws, and we wish them the best. Hey, okay, now next week we're going to be interviewing another expert. I so appreciate you joining me on this journey every Monday night. I know a lot of you don't actually listen on Monday nights, but you definitely download that show. I have over 80,000 listeners from around the world. So thanks again, and as I say at the end of every show, there will only be one of you at all times, so fearlessly have the courage to be yourself. We'll catch you next week, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for Sex Help with Carol the Coach. Have a great week.